This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States' top infectious diseases expert is now saying the country is in an unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the virulent Delta variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci, describing himself as very frustrated, added that we're going in the wrong direction. He said recommending that the vaccinated wear a mask is under active consideration by the government's leading public health officials. Also, booster shots may be suggested for people with suppressed immune systems who have been vaccinated already. Fauci, who also serves as President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor, told CNN's State of the Union that he has taken part in conversations about altering the mask guidelines. France's parliament approved a law early Monday requiring special virus passes for all restaurants and domestic travel and mandating vaccinations for all health workers. Both measures have prompted protests and political tensions. President Emmanuel Macron and his government say that they are needed to protect vulnerable populations and hospitals as infections rebound and to avoid new lockdowns. The law requires all workers in the healthcare sector to start getting vaccinated by September 15th or risk suspension. It also requires a health pass to enter all restaurants, trains, planes, and some other public venues. It initially applies to all adults, but will apply to everyone 12 and older starting September 30th. To get the pass, people must have proof that they're fully vaccinated, recently tested negative, or recently recovered from the virus. Paper or digital documents will be accepted. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. German politicians are deeply divided over warning by Chancellor Angela Merkel's chief of staff that restrictions for unvaccinated people may be necessary if COVID-19 infection numbers reach new heights in the coming months. The chief of staff, Helga Braun, told the newspaper Bild that he does not expect another coronavirus-related lockdown in Germany. But Braun said unvaccinated people may be barred from entering venues like restaurants, movie theaters, and stadiums because the residual risk is too high. His comments fueled an ongoing debate in German politics about potential vaccination requirements. The issue has proven divisive, even with Merkel's own Christian Democrats Party. Although the pandemic disrupted family life across the U.S. since taking hold in spring of 2020, some parents are grateful for one consequence, and that is that they're now opting to homeschool their children even as schools plan to resume in-person classes. The specific reasons vary widely. Some families who spoke with the Associated Press have children with special educational needs. Others seek a faith-based curriculum or say their local schools are flawed. The common denominator is they tried homeschooling on what they thought was a temporary basis and found it to be beneficial to their children. The United States will continue to carry out airstrikes to support Afghan forces facing attack from the insurgent Taliban. That's according to a regional commander on Sunday, as the U.S. and other international forces have drawn down troops in Afghanistan. Taliban escalated its offensive in recent weeks, taking rural districts and surrounding provincial capitals after U.S. President Joe Biden said in April U.S. troops would be withdrawn by September, ending a 20-year foreign military presence. U.S. Marine General Kenneth McKenzie told a news conference in Kabul that the United States has increased airstrikes in support of Afghan forces over the last several days and prepared to continue this heightened level of support in the coming weeks if the Taliban continue their attacks. McKenzie, who leads U.S. Central Command, which controls U.S. forces for a region that includes Afghanistan, declined to say whether the U.S. forces will continue airstrikes after the end of their military mission on August 31st. Trucks carrying water and food have been streaming into a city in central China after flooding killed at least 63 people while soldiers repaired flood barriers. Residents cleared away mud, wrecked cars, and other debris after rains that began Tuesday subsided. Some neighborhoods were still waiting for water up to 2 meters deep to drain. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.